He's very sore, still very sore. He's in a pot. We're just waiting for a specialist in London to give us a date, which is, should be sometime this week. And then we'll get him down there as soon as we possibly can. There's no rush on it. A couple of days isn't going to make a, you know, a big difference in what the diagnosis will be, really. I mean, it's just one of them things. He's jumped and if he's landed or he's took off from it and he's torn it. It seems, but until that's confirmed, I mean, that's what everybody's, that's the worst scenario. But until a specialist actually gets to see it and tells us what the prognosis is and then what the time scale will be, we're all shooting in the dark a little bit.
I don't know if you have a vice captain at the club, but who do you think will get the armband now that Anthony's likely to be out for a while?
Well, Reid has been the one who's been following Anthony about, collecting fines off the players and making sure the dressing room's in check. So we'll just sit down. I'll sit down tomorrow and I'll have a good think about it and see. We've not got the most experienced side, in all honesty. You know, a lot of young players there, but Reid is the one who has been. And of course, we still got Martin in the club as well, who was acting club captain and still is club captain at the moment.
Has it been a quiet day for you overall? I know that you've not done any transfer business, but just sort of explain it. Are you on the phone a lot on a day like this anyway?
Yeah, I mean, we're still chasing, we're still looking around, but as I said before, unless we move people out to generate a space, and we can't bring anyone in. So we're just waiting to see, but I wouldn't expect anything to be done from now until 11 o'clock, but I would expect something to be done probably when the window opens again for the loans. It's not, I would have loved to have done business, but that's not possible at the moment. A lot of clubs are still saying that they'll wait for the window to open. If you do it right, then you'll get the players until the end of the season. You know, it's not for the want of trying. It's just that at the moment, as I've said many times, we have to cut our cloth accordingly, and that's difficult when you haven't been able to move players out to generate the space to bring people in. We need a little bit of help. You know, we've said that if we get the 11 out, then, you know, we are a match for anybody. Unfortunately, we've never been able to get the full 11 out. It's, you know, I said before, the back four has never completed 90 minutes together, which is the one that I want to go with, and we've never completed that. So it's been a bit bitty there. But overall, I think, you know, it's such a tight division, a crazy division, and all the league games we've played, we could have quite, you know, easily won. And then saying that, we could have quite easily lost because of how tight they've been. So they've always been by the odd one, but unfortunately, at this moment, until that probably the loan window opens, we'll be going with what we've got. And yeah, it's frustrating for everybody, I understand that. But as I said, that was what was said. That was the ways that we had to, you know, to get to, and if anything else that we could bring in had to be made way by letting people out.
Lewis Buxton, is there any news on how he is at the moment and his hamstring?
Well, Lewis trained with us on Friday, came through the training session, and then just felt he needed to do a little bit more afterwards, just to test the hamstring with sprinting. And when he did that, he just said he felt he didn't feel right. So as I said to you on Saturday morning, thankfully Big Sam helped us out, let us have a player to give him game time, which he felt he needed, and we were able to bring in Jordan, and you know, he had a good debut. But I needed to bring someone in because I felt that, you know, putting that square peg in a round hole didn't really want to do that again because of the way they played. And I didn't want to drop, although Liam is quite capable of dropping into that full-back position. We've always said he is a bit of a cover, and he's done that and done it well, but I was taking away a strength of ours by moving him back one. So basically, if Sam hadn't done us the favour, I wouldn't have been able to have done what I did. But I thought Jordan came in and looked comfortable, was very quick, good athlete, he was decent on the ball. I don't think he gave the ball away much, to be honest. But no, I think he's enjoyed it. And I know you spoke to him after the game and he seemed to be enjoying it and up for the fight and wanted to get games under his belt.